Welcome back to North Ridgeville. It's time now to bring you our awards at the half. Of course, that means our Student Athlete Award, courtesy of Stewart Appliance on Cleveland Street in Elyria, and the Veteran of the Game Award, brought to you by Lorain County Veteran Services. And we'll start things off for the second week in a row with DJ Shaw, the head coach of the Midview Middies, as he will announce a Student Athlete Award winner, courtesy of Stewart's, and a Veteran of the Game, brought to you by Lorain County Veteran Services. So DJ, who is the Midview Middie Student Athlete Award winner for tonight, and why?
The Student Athlete Award winner is going to be Cole Franks. He's a strong safety, number 17. He's been a 2.5-year starter for us. He was a first-team All-West Shore Conference pick last year. But Cole's a kid that not only gets it done on the field, but he also gets it done in the classroom. He's always in advanced classes. His GPA, I believe, is around a 3.6. So he's a leader for us off the field, and not only a leader off the field, but he's a leader on the field. And we had him hurt there for a couple weeks during the beginning of the season, and we really missed him on the defensive side of the ball. His communication and just getting guys lined up, he's kind of like a coach on the field for us. So you can tell that his level of thinking outside the football field, it translates to the football field for him really well. So he's our student athlete of the game.
No doubt, a high football IQ. And certainly in this day and age of football, the spread offenses, that ball being thrown all over the place, you better have a pretty bright guy back in that secondary.
Absolutely. Just to get guys lined up and make sure we're getting our checks right and, getting in the right defenses and stuff like that. And Cole's a great leader. He's a team captain this year. Really good student of the game.
So congratulations, Cole Franks. You are the Student Athlete Award winner for Midview, courtesy of Stewart Appliance. And now, DJ, let's talk about your Veteran of the Game, again brought to you by Lorain County Veteran Services. You've got some vets on this ball club. Who have you chosen for tonight's Veteran of the Game?
Our Veteran of the Game is going to be Dante Redwood tonight. Dante was hurt all last year pretty much with a nagging hamstring injury. So he really didn't get to play last year, but he started all 10 games for us as a sophomore and was a darn good corner for us as a sophomore. And this year he starts both sides of the ball for us and is one of our huge playmakers. But just kind of a leader, by example, makes plays for us. A leader in practice is always doing the right thing. So Dante's our Veteran of the Game.
You were talking during the football forecast tonight about how these guys have worked so hard to get to this point, to get to 5-0. And I would imagine it's guys like Dante that kind of lead by example, as you just said, saying, hey, guys, this isn't going to come easy.
Yeah, and Dante's a kid. It's very competitive. He wants the ball in the end-of-game situations. He wants to guard the other team's best player. That's just kind of his attitude, and I think that kind of rubs off to the rest of our team. And that's what we need our older kids and our seniors to do.
Terrific. So congratulations, Dante Redwood. You are tonight's Midview Veteran of the Game, brought to you by Lorain County Veteran Services.